episode number 155. Camaro, Fergie, Esteban, huh?
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
That's right, we're back at you for another episode of the Camaro C28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And we're back.
Quite the cryptic in strange
intro?
Title.
Yeah.
And we're going to get into all that today.
It'll all be explained.
Yep. If you haven't heard about it already.
Yeah.
Well, the one part, very few have. So
yeah.
This will be fun.
Yeah.
So let's start.
Uh-huh.
We have Camaro.
Yeah.
And then we have Fergie.
Fergie.
From the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah.
You know, that song, Let's Get It Started or whatever.
Yeah. Formerly of Kids Incorporated.
That's right. I can't forget about that. Or I keep forgetting about that. Lucky me, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
She's all right. It's not my thing. Not my cup of tea.
Yeah.
What's it got to do with the Camaro?
Really? Well, this news bot for the win again this week comes out, and there's Fergie all with the Camaro and some information there.
Yeah. The first advertised image of the Camaro SS is in this ad with Fergalicious. Count Fergula.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know. I'm making this up as I go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty neat to see the SS.
Well, with Fergie?
Well, who, some people like that, you know.
If not Fergie, who?
If not Fergie, who?
Yeah.
For Camaro.
Yeah.
Someone who's, I don't know, kind of like a pop figure
Dale
right
Dale Jr. Dale Jr., Kid Rock.
Yeah.
Morgan Freeman.
No.
James Earl Jones.
No. I don't know.
Hugh Jackman. See, that's tough. But Fergie just doesn't seem to fit.
No.
Right?
Not for me. Well,
right.
Well, then again, you and I don't have to be sold on the car.
Exactly. That's. I'm glad you said it the way that you did. Because everybody on CamaroZ28.com, everybody who's probably listening to this podcast,
doesn't need to be sold on
the car.
They
don't need to be marketed to, period.
Right.
We know about the car. If you're listening to this podcast and you don't know that there's a Camaro coming out, you got a lot of old podcasts to listen to and a lot of reading to do. They're obviously targeting another marketing segment. I just can't quite figure out which one. Could it be the female drivers? Could it be the younger generation that's interested in that V6 that they've been pushing for economy and performance at the same time?
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a tough one.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they're doing advertising, because the last advertising that you and I can remember for the fourth gen Camaro was 1996.
Yes.
There was actually two versions of that commercial.
Well, I remember all the radio ads constantly going. The Cure for the Summertime Blues, Chevrolet Camaro.
Yep, right.
You know?
But they faded off fast, and there hasn't been anything since.
Yeah.
It's nice to see that there's some advertising, and we have other media outlets such as, of course, the Transformers movie coming up.
Uh-huh.
God, is that even going to be this year at all?
I believe, probably next July 4th to July weekend, next year.
All right, there you go. It's nice to see that there is some sort of effort somewhere instead of just letting it kind of just do its thing. They're going to, they don't need to market to us, and that's okay. Yeah. I'm okay with that. I don't need to be marketed to right now.
The TV program, too, with Christian Slater.
Oh, yeah. How could I forget about that?
Yeah.
That ought to be good, driving fast, guns, and some, drama.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some action, Starsky and Hutch style. Who knows? We'll see.
Yeah.
But there you have it. The Fergie part of the Camaro
Z28.com podcast. That leads into our next
The next part
from the advertisement.
Yeah. The really good news.
Yeah. Sub $30,000 Camaro SS.
$29,999 I think is what it was. Is what they're
I think my 2002 Camaro SS was $30,000.
My 2002 Camaro SS was $32,000, if I remember right. There's a window sticker on my website. In fact, I'll pull it up while we're talking about things like this.
Wow.
I don't know.
That's all I can say. Wow.
I got to think that that's rather accurate, because it's a very particular number.
That's probably a base SS, I'm guessing.
I would assume so.
And they did say that the Camaro would be within $500 of an equally equipped Mustang.
I don't think they're able to stick to that exactly. I don't know for sure. Because I don't think a base Mustang V8 is 29 or 28.5 or anything, I don't know. But it's still close. It's look, plain and simple, whether they're close or not, a sub $30,000 Camaro SS is the bomb.
Yeah.
I wish it was better, but I'm really not exactly pissed off about what it is. Let's see if I can find this here. Hold on. How much was the sticker? Here we go. Standard vehicle price was $22,830.
Okay, and then after you added all the SLP options.
And this was a fully loaded six-speed leather SLP, the whole spiel. $31,790. Mm. That was six freaking years ago, ladies and gentlemen. And it was less safe and less powerful. And, well, hell, it's seriously dated by everybody's standards.
Yeah, at least pretty much.
So, $30,000. At least we have a starting point, a basis of, hey, they're not screwing around when it comes to price.
I'm looking forward to it, dude.
Yep, that's good.
Bro.
We'll see, you know, when we get more. Yeah, you're gonna hit me with that one a few times. We'll see what happens as time goes on. They're not going to release pricing until probably around the turn of the year anyway. Official pricing.
Oh, yeah.
But I got to think that's rather accurate. So what do we got here? We got an email and another email and a voicemail, but we're going to stagger them.
Yeah.
Okay. Chris, why don't you kick off that first email we got from one of our loyal listeners?
Okay. This one comes to us from AJ Townling. Hey, guys. Love your podcast. You're doing a great job. I just recently bought an 85 Z28 that needs a little work, but runs great. I was wondering if you knew of any parts places that are good quality but won't break the bank. It's my first car. I'm 15, almost 16, so I'm really excited about it. Keep the podcast coming. AJ.
Good email, AJ.
Yes.
Always nice to hear from a, God, I almost sound like an old man, but a younger person getting into Camaros for the very first time. I can't believe I said that. It's tough to nail down the good parts places because everybody has their favorite. Do you have a favorite, Chris? Or you just kind of go where the deals are and you feel like you're going to be treated right? That's kind of what I do.
For what?
Just parts and stuff like that.
Yeah,
and
basically.
That's what he's looking for, right?
Yeah.
You can always check the supporting vendor section of CamaroZ28.com. We try to keep those as fresh as possible and we try to keep decent folk in there. But other than that, you know, the old standby Summit and Jags. Sometimes they have things that nobody else really carries.
Yeah.
So you can always give them
a
shot.
Who are the folks in Orlando? Worldwide Camaro?
Yeah, but they're now Ecklers.
Ecklers.
Ecklers, yep. For restoration, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Year one is another one. We don't really have a particular place we want to nail down. It's pretty much go where the price is fair and always go with a company that's either talked about, that other people have dealt with, or that is reputable.
Yeah.
There's a lot of salvage yards out there that, you know, you just got to question. But regardless, best of luck on that. Sounds like you got a cool project ahead of you, and we'd like to hear how it turns out. So always give us a call back, bro.
Yeah, thanks for that email.
Definitely. We got another voicemail and an email, and we'll be with that right after this.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
So we got a voicemail here
and
a follow-up email to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to kick it off here.
All right.
Hey, guys. This is Dan in Jacksonville, Florida. I'm a Camaro Guy 579 on the forums. I'm not too active, but I check the website for all my Camaro news. I just thought it was so cool because I was just watching the Esteban guitar, Camaro guitar on the Home Shopping Network or whatever it was, and they had a caller, and I heard this voice and it sounded very familiar, and then my girlfriend was sitting right beside of me, and I said, "That's Jason Debler," and as I said your name, you said CamaroZ28.com, and I said, "Jason Debler from CamaroZ28.com," and we said it at the exact same time. I couldn't believe it. And so congratulations on that guitar. I might actually get it myself. And that's a beautiful guitar, electric and acoustic. So it's an amazing deal with 10 DVDs and stuff. So I'm looking forward to hearing some music from Mr. Jason Dibbler on the podcast. So I thought that was just really cool to hear your voice on there, and I recognized you immediately. So keep up the good work, guys. Bye.
Okay, that's the Esteban portion. And I'll get to the details in a second. He followed up with a nifty little email.
Okay.
And he says, "Hey guys, This email is to couple with my voicemail. I left the voicemail about Jason buying the guitar. Less than a minute later, I was on the website buying it for myself, too. Just letting you guys know, this guitar is going to be a keeper for years to come. What an amazing deal. Thanks, guys. If I don't get the new Camaro next year, do a burnout for me, fellas. My current 91 RS V6 will only do one wheel. LOL, stupid limited slip. Well, my Dan, the king of the one-wheel peel, thank you for the voicemail and the email. For those that don't know what this is about, Esteban, the guitar guy, does limited edition guitars. He partnered with General Motors, and he did a limited edition Camaro acoustic electric guitar package with the training DVDs and everything like that. I bought one, and I don't know much about guitars. I've always wanted to have one. My mom has one, and she plays it all the time, but I don't know too much about it.
But because it's a Camaro guitar.
And it was designed by Tom Peterson and Sang-Yup Lee, who we both met.
Yes.
And it's cool looking. It looks just like the convertible paint scheme and everything.
Yeah.
In fact, you guys can take a look at it. It's on hsn.com. Just do a search in their search box for Camaro, and you can see it. Well, anyway, I wound up buying one. And I figured, and they were flashing the 800 number on the screen to talk to Esteban and the host there. So I'm like, oh, what the hell? So I picked up the phone after I placed my order, and I called, and I talked a little bit with Esteban and the pretty young lady that was co-hosting with him. And I was there on national TV, to where I did indeed plug Camaro Z28.com.
Of course.
Yeah.
You had to.
Well, yeah. I asked if I could, and they said because I explained, you know, my situation, they said, oh, yeah, this should be fun. So I'll play the clip, and then I'll touch a little bit more on it. Here's the clip right here. Here's the audio portion that can be viewed on videos.camaroz28.com and all its plugging glory.
You get one of these, forget about it. Oh. You have a piece of history in your hand.
It's so true.
Truly, you do.
I know. Well, we've got calls lined up, so we're going to head off to Michigan to welcome Jason, who just purchased his first Esteban guitar as well. Jason, you're live on the air at HSN with Esteban.
Hey, everybody.
Hey,
hi.
Jason.
Yeah, I always wanted to have a guitar, and I just purchased my first one, and I think this is going to be great. I'm really excited about it because I'm a huge Camaro enthusiast.
Oh.
I'm the co-founder of the largest Camaro enthusiast community online at CamaroZ28.com.
Get out.
No, not kidding.
That's
and
so
I've
cool.
Actually, I've actually driven the car that's on stage with it. It's just a terrific car. It's going to be great, and what I like about this is that the guitar sitting right next to it really captures the visual essence of the Camaro.
Oh, my gosh.
Jason, you're too much, bro.
That is super cool. This car...
I can't wait to get mine. I think it's going to be great.
Oh, bro, I'm telling you, man. Hey, you got to call me back, man. We have a lot in common. You love Camaros, so do I. I was in Detroit with a clay model of the Camaro with Sang-Yup Lee when he was designing it. You know, I was sitting there in the design center. You know what I'm talking about.
I sure do.
Yeah.
This is really a fun thing.
That car's traveled the world.
Rock on, bro.
That's cool.
You got to call me back and tell me how you're playing, okay?
Will do. Thanks for making a great looking guitar.
Thanks, Britt, Jason. Rock
Thanks,
on,
Jason.
Man. Be a Camaro nut, man. Go rock them.
Me and Esteban, we are tight now.
Yeah, bro.
I tell you what, it was kind of a cool experience, and I'm sure the guitar will be...
Rock on, bro.
Yeah. So, interestingly enough, let's see, Dan, Mr. One Wheel Peel.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that you ordered it when you did, because it was like $179 for the whole package, and I'm looking on the HSN website right now. It's $239 now.
Oh, it went up.
Yeah, and it was free shipping then. I don't know if it is now. So, you know, I'm not expecting to be Eddie Van Halen with this thing. It's obviously a collector guitar and a beginner guitar, I'm sure, at that, but I don't know if you'll hear any music out of me. Sorry. Maybe the
DVDs
will
probably be hanging up in your basement, though.
Well, that's
right?
What I was planning on doing, is actually hanging it on the wall in the basement.
Nice.
Maybe getting Tom and Sang to sign it for me.
Oh.
And, you know, something like that. And then I'll auction it off for big bucks and retire. I don't know. Thank you very much for that voicemail and email, Dan. And anybody else who wants to, you know how to get a hold of us. So what's next on the
Moving
old...
Moving on.
What's next on the list?
The summit.
Here? The summit. The member summit is coming up.
Yeah,
less than a month.
Yeah.
I'm going to send out a PM to everybody who is logged into the site since the turn of the year and who's given us permission to send them in a PM as a reminder. So you might hear about this more than once. But yeah, the Member Summit in Indy, August?
No, September.
September?
Yeah.
19th?
Yes. It's a Friday night.
I should know these things.
All the information's posted in the very first forum.
That's right. The Indy event is going to be great. Big Camaro event. If you're a Camaro enthusiast, you got to be in India that weekend.
Gotta
That's all there is to it. And since you're there, swing on by the CamaroZ28.com member summit. It's free. It's from 7 p.m. until midnight or whenever they throw us the hell out of there.
Yeah.
And we're going to have some guest speakers and just a great casual meet and greet. have a few drinks, cash bar, and
give away some swag.
Give away some swag. And that's it. So if you got any questions, feel free to email us. Call in using the hotline. We'll be happy to answer them.
Yeah.
Just definitely be there one way or another.
I can't wait for it. I'm really looking forward to it because I had a good time at last year's summit.
Yeah, it's good to see some old friends, and hopefully there's going to be some new ones there too.
Definitely.
Good stuff. And I think we probably ought to wrap up.
Yeah.
I want to make a clarification. Last week I made a mentioning about the diecast, diecast car, the Series 3.
Yep.
I may have misspoken by saying that I would release more information
this week.
This week. If I did, I apologize. What I meant to allude to was that I needed to wait until I had clear confirmation that production has started before I wanted to get into that. I didn't want to
Before you post
commit.
The pictures and
yeah,
say what kind of car it is and all that stuff.
But I did post some rough data as far as how many production numbers and if people are interested in pre-ordering and what it's all about and loose details that weren't exactly specific to get everybody started for right now. I'll be posting the information as soon as I feel that I could after production.
Okay.
Has been confirmed, so sorry anybody if you got the wrong idea about that. But rest assured, I think it'll be soon. I hope it will. It's a cool looking car, man.
Yeah.
Yep. Can't wait.
Yeah.
So anything else on your end?
Nope.
No?
Nope. I think let's wrap this up. Another week down. Summer is almost over with. Labor Day next week.
You know, I can't think of a
that
time when
that is usually the mark, the official end of the summer.
Is that when I start growing my goatee back?
I don't know.
Is that when you start growing your big old beard back?
No, October 1st.
October 1st. I don't know if I can hold out that long. I'm getting lazy. Yeah, summer's ending, and I can't believe that I'm actually glad summer's ending because that'll bring on spring of 2009.
Yeah, that much sooner.
You got it. That's it.
That's it.
Audi.
Later.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.